You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. We're back.
Are we?
It's Sunday. Are we at the halfway point of Fantasia?
Almost.
We were just nearly at the halfway of Fantasia.
Uh-huh.
And this time, we actually saw a movie together.
That's right.
Watched The Run.
Yep.
And then you watched I'm a Knife with Legs.
I sure did.
All right. So, I'll talk a little bit about The Run, because I didn't see Knife with Legs.
That's right.
The Run is a Malaysian action film starring a guy who goes back to his hometown after being in army for a while and discovers that his hometown is maybe overrun by drugs and human trafficking, I guess. And then they mess with his girlfriend or sister?
Ex-girlfriend and sister.
Yep. And he's like, not on my watch.
Nope.
Bad guys.
He's going to parkour all
he's
over
He's going to parkour them. And also, yep. One of the reasons that I got into this movie in the first place, or that I wanted to go see this movie, was it was screened in a short film from Montreal.
The Burglar.
Called The Burglar, where I knew the person who did makeup, and in the extended group of people knew one of the stars of the film.
Cool.
So that's part of the reason why we went there. We will talk about, I guess, The Burglar a little bit also.
Sure.
And then you saw
I Am a Knife with Legs. So this is really a classic tale. An international Europop star named Benet. His girlfriend gets killed in a suicide bomb attack. Her name was Baguette. And then a fatwa gets declared against him by somebody called I Love Tennis 127 on the website fatwalist.com. And so he hides out in L.A.
And I feel that he garnered some animosity from the media when he recorded a song called All Religions Are Stupid, Especially Yours?
Yes, that would be part of it. Also, it is his trademark shirt with an ab hole.
Okay.
So they cut a big circle out of the stomach of his t-shirts because it's his trademark ab hole.
Yes.
So, why don't you tell me a little more about The Run? Who should go see this movie?
Who should go see this movie? Okay. So, watching this movie, I was fucking in stitches laughing.
You sure were.
Because it was awful.
Yes it was.
But no. This is the kind of movie where if you came home Friday night from like a night of drinking and your roommate was like, I got this movie The Run, and he was really, really excited about it, and then you'd watch it and you'd be like, you were an idiot for getting this movie. But I feel you would still watch the thing because you were just drinking with your buddies.
And be totally satisfied with your time invested.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, just so like the fighting is not bad.
No.
But it's not great. It's all very practical fighting. I don't think there's any fucking special effects whatsoever. It's just like choreographed fights that are not fantastic. They're
do a lot of hyper quick cuts that I think like helps jazz it up a little
bit. There's so many flashbacks.
Yep.
There's just like nonstop flashbacks to earlier earlier in the day, to earlier in his life, to fucking, like...
Sometimes you don't even know if you're in a flashback anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just, like, you're watching, and you're like, I don't know if this is present time or not present time. But, yeah, just, like, when you think of, like, a stupid kung fu movie that you just want to watch with your friends, not kung fu, because I don't know if they do kung fu in Malaysia. I don't know which martial arts.
I'm
going to
look and see if they wrote down the fighting style. Yeah. But I would call it, like, parkour plus.
Yeah. Well, and there's also a lot of parkour. There's lots of running and jumping over things.
Sure.
They don't say. It's called The Run. And yeah, exactly. That's the recommendation. Because a lot of the times, I don't know if you ever did this, the shitty kung fu movie on a Friday night with your buddies.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've probably done it together at the Treehouse. Yes. Yeah, exactly. I remember doing it a lot in high school.
Yeah.
Because in high school, you have less options to do stuff. You know, you can't go to bars and whatever else like that.
Sure.
So you're just like, okay, we'll just come over and we'll rent some bad kung fu, and if it's terrible, we'll just talk over it. And one of the problems with a lot of kung fu movies is sadly there isn't enough fighting.
Like, this one had a lot of fun.
Exactly, that's it. Like, you watch them hoping for, like, these kind of bad fights and these weird, dumb scenarios and all those things, and then you end up with, like, a lot of slow pace and a lot of talking.
Yeah.
and you're like, oh, I kind of wish this was shittier. Like, but like, well, there's more fights, you know? Like, you're wanting something shitty, and it's like, and the run delivers that something shitty.
Right.
It sounds so bad if you're listening to this and you made the run.
But no, but like, we were both like very entertained, laughed the whole way through, had a totally good time watching the movie. I think most of the people in the audience would say the same.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's it. Like, it was there was like a decent crowd to watch this thing.
For sure.
like a boat would explode in an absolutely not extravagant way, and everyone would be like, "Woo!" Like a boat exploded.
There was that really good fight scene where they were smacking each other with sticks that were on fire. And
yeah,
those were for real men getting smacked with sticks that were on fire. Like, yep, there was no trickery to any of that, you know.
And they showed a guy with his arm burned, and you're like, "His arm is probably
burned. His arm
burned.
Really burned. That guy really got hurt."
And also, I guess with the tiniest spoiler imaginable, for some inexplicable reason, there's a Simian Mobile disco poster that's just up in the bad guy's
and
hideout.
Like, heavily featured in like three or four shots.
Exactly.
Those guys like, are way into Simian.
Exactly. I was like, the bad guys in this Malaysian film are apparently really into Simian. Yeah, which brings me to music.
Uh-huh.
Is not Simian. Music is terrible. Like, the music is just so fucking overdramatic and over the top and like, bum, bum, bum. And like, when guy's like running and then like, instantly switches to sad piano music as soon as he sees the girlfriend or his sister. Like,
yeah, but that helped, man.
Oh, no, exactly. Like it helped. It's like, I'm saying terrible within the nicest envelope.
Right.
Like, it's terrible in a way that I think is fully watchable if you're just like, let's put this movie on and kind of not pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to sound that you should not pay any attention to it, but like, just put it on and laugh and just fucking talk over it
and
have fun.
Yeah. I am a knife with legs.
You want to just talk about The Burglar?
Oh, yeah. Do The Burglar.
The Burglar was actually fucking really good, I thought. It was,
I think, like, it was charming.
Super cutesy little... it's a guy who breaks into a woman's house.
Yep.
Like, this is not really a spoiler. It's a 10-minute movie.
It's a 10-minute show.
He breaks into a woman's house, and there's obviously, like...
They're kung fu experts at that house.
Yes, exactly. Like, but while he breaks in, you see they're like, they have like katanas and stuff up on the walls and like
trophies
from kung fu experts. And then the lights get shut off, and then the guy comes home and his wife almost end up fighting each other because the burglar is like hiding cleverly.
And they're both in the dark, being perfectly silent because they want to surprise the burglar, and they don't realize that they're swinging at each other.
Yeah, exactly. Super cute.
That's it. It's like the Three Stooges slapstick comedy with a kung fu infusion. It was funny, and it was short, and it was great.
Yeah, A-plus to the makers of The Burglar.
Absolutely. Now I am a knife with legs?
Now I'm a knife with legs.
Okay, so the thing that will closest give you the tone of this film... Oh, yeah, it was a musical.
Yeah.
And all of that I forgot to mention earlier. There's, like 10 different songs, and there are each one... Like, I am a knife with legs is one of the lyrics to one of the songs. Anyway, the best idea for the tone of this film, if you've seen any of Quentin Dupree's movies like Wrong or... Rubber.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but with ADHD. So where Rubber was like a little bit thoughtful about it being weird and offbeat and like just messing with you, this one was just like not at all thoughtful about it. It was just super rapid fire. Like for example, when it's setting up the background, talking about his international Europop stuff, it's all done with this weird animation that's like very delicate and refined, and it just layers one image on top of the other, and you're like, oh wow, this is gonna have really high production value. It's gonna be freaking great. And then it cuts to the actual actors, and it's just like super shitty handy cam that is not like the worst quality footage I've ever seen on a big screen, and it's just them hanging out in their apartment doing dialogue that totally is not supported by any special effects. I'm sure this thing was shot for like a grand or whatever, like less than that even.
Well, the visually it looked a little bit like, just from judging from the trailers, it looked like not the second one but the first New Kids movie. Like
even less production value than that.
Okay.
Like way less than that. You're like, however little you think, go lower. Okay. Like, but at the same time, this thing was like riotously funny the whole way through, and the whole audience, like stuff happens on the screen, your jaw drops, and then it just keeps going and just keeps going and just keeps going, and then all of a sudden he breaks out into song, and then like, it was nuts. And I mean did it keep up the pace the whole way through? No, it got a little slow towards the middle when there was like maybe one or two too many songs that just didn't quite flow all the way together.
Mm.
But that said, if you're in for absurdist humor, it picks it up at the end.
Okay.
If you're in for absurdist humor and like just like a very different film experience, and you want to laugh, this movie is for you. It's the funniest thing I've seen, absolutely, this whole Fantasia. Possibly the funniest thing I've seen in years. It was seriously amazing.
That's high praise.
It is super high praise.
Did they do? Was there any? Do we know what kind of distribution it's going to get?
None. Oh my god, dude! There's no way this is ever going to get distributed unless he puts it up on like iTunes or something himself.
Yeah.
You can download
some
it
sort
off
of
there.
Digital download.
And if he does, by whatever gods you pray, make like beg that this happens, because this movie will knock you out. It was
so
funny.
To the gods old and new.
Yes, the gods old and new. Like. Honestly, man. So he did a Q&A afterwards. I don't know. We could maybe save this for the spoilers.
Okay.
You think? I'll say maybe something really quick. So he's a stand-up comedian from LA, or he's done a bunch of comedy. He's done a bunch of like small TV stuff. And so Benet, the Euro pop star, is like a character that he's done a bunch.
Okay.
So he obviously had like a stack of material to turn into this movie,
and
a lot of dialogue, and all of the songs he did himself, all the music, all the score, all the editing, all the whatever.
Jesus,
this is like absolutely his.
So like cheap budget, but lacked in budget, made up for a shit ton of time from one guy.
Yeah, like he said, it took him about 7 years to put the film together, and
Christ.
And of the 7 years, there were about 13 days of shooting, you know.
Like,
so it's just like he has a couple of days here or there, he puts it together or whatever, and then just like reworks it. I don't know if he did all the animation himself. I kind of hope so, because it would like package the whole thing nicely. But man, this was funny. Holy shit, this was funny.
Want to hit spoilers?
I do.
These are the spoilers.
So we're gonna spoil The Run.
So here's the spoiler from The Run. Who saves the day?
Who does? He punches people real good.
Exactly. There's absolutely nothing to spoil about this movie.
Well, hold on. I learned about Malaysian culture. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a scene where the ex-girlfriend, right, who married the villain while he was at army.
Yeah.
She comes back and she's like, hey, I want to come with you and help you now. And he's like, no, you should be with your husband. Malaysian culture is super conservative. And you notice all of the heroes were always saying salam to each other and always wearing Muslim gear.
Yeah.
All the protagonists were Muslim. All the non-protagonists were not.
Yes.
That Malaysia. Is what I learned. Malaysia is a conservative Muslim country, even in their action movies.
Yes, exactly. That's it. There's a lot of God bless and whatever.
Yeah.
And
what else do you say? They're like,
I'm just trying to think of if there is anything to spoil other than the fact that he saves the day. And makes...
I was a little sad. The final fight there was a lot of gunplay in there.
Yeah.
It seemed a little like opposed to the rest of everything being handled.
I do have a spoiler.
Okay.
Fucking inexplicably, right at the end of the film, they're driving to a military checkpoint.
Yeah.
A bunch of army.
Oh, yeah, this is so
points
bad.
A gun at the bad guy and is like, don't move. And the bad guy's like, I'm going to move. And then just gets mowed down by army. Like, there's not, like, nobody in the army gets hurt. The bad guy accomplishes nothing with his bravado.
Just gets shot a lot.
Just gets shot a bunch. Like, there's almost no gore in the film until that point. And it's not really over the top, but it's just, like, a lot of squibs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He just gets covered in blood as he gets shot up. And I don't even think he's the main bad guy. He's just main henchman.
Army wins.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, why did this happen? Like, it was just fucking inexplicable.
Yeah.
Like, an entire army points guns at you and is like, don't move. And then you're like, I'm going to try to pull my gun. And then just gets shot down. And then they're like, army wins, as you said.
Yep. Yep. It was a dumb action movie. Can't really say that much.
The Run.
I Am a Knife with Legs. Yeah, I Am a Knife with Legs. You know,
it doesn't sound like there's a ton to spoil.
There
it probably just
anything.
Sounds like there's a bunch of like zany fucking things, and I guess.
Yeah, like you know, the fatwa guy shows up and traces him down and tries to kill him, and the fatwa guy gets attacked by a 7-year-old Asian girl who it turns out was part of a international U.S. conspiracy to kidnap Asian children and train them as super spies and assassins, and.
That's a kind of spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel that's, from what you're saying, that's probably just happens with no build-up or anything.
None whatsoever. and there's, like, little animated shorts that give you part of the backstory. But, like, really, it's so heavily steeped in just random shit going on. Really long shots of a bunch of eclairs. People, like, talking while eating eclairs, and then their faces are covered in eclair goo, and then their faces, like, it cuts, and their face is not covered in eclair goo. Like...
Sounds delightful.
Yeah, dude, it was bonkers. And, you know, anything I say will not sound good because it doesn't have the context of being in it. I think really the best moment is where, like I described earlier, where you're, like, watching this, like, elegant, hilarious background all animated on the screen, and then all of a sudden it cuts and you're just, like, the lowest quality
in, like,
footage.
Garbage Town.
Yeah, in Garbage Town. Like, and it's just, from that point on, you're, like, enraptured with how wacky this is and him just continually breaking out into song. I think this was charming. I really hope this guy gets more work, makes more videos, because Bennett Jones, this was hilarious.
Good job, Bennett Jones.
Good job, Bennett Jones. Get me a copy of this movie. I want to show everybody.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We can just ask for things on the podcast now. Seriously. And apparently sometimes they happen. Ben and Jones, we would like a screener of this film so that we could show more people.
Yep.
And make them bigger fans of your stuff.
I'll even give you money. Coming up next.
Money. Coming up next, we definitely will watch, you said God something?
Closer to God.
Closer to God.
A movie about clones.
Okay.
Yep.
More clones.
Yep. And I don't know what else is going to come up, but I'm dry after Closer to God.
I don't think you are. Well, we know what we're going to be seeing. I'm definitely seeing Let Us Pray.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. Also, Dud Snow 2.
Yes. Red versus Dead.
Yep.
And I think you wanted to maybe throw something else in there, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and catch The One I Love.
Okay.
Cool.
See you on tomorrow.
Bye, friends.
Hey guys, it's me again. Just a quick reminder, 9to5.cc is a fan-made, fan-supported website. That means we don't have any sort of an advertising budget. The only way we really have to get our name out there is by our fans sharing us, liking us, and supporting us. So if you enjoy what we're doing, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're there. Tell your friends that this podcast is happening, then it's a lot of fun. Also, if you like what we're doing, we do have a podcast for the rest of the year, John and I, called 9to5 Entertainment System that we do with the other founders of the sites, Scott and Sophie, and we also have another podcast that we do through the rest of the year called Go Plug Yourself for myself and Walter J. Ling. Talk to people that have interesting stuff coming up in Montreal. So once again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on both of them. If you see us at the festival, come say hey, and keep listening and keep enjoying the show. We're going to try to keep having episodes pretty much on a daily basis. Fantasia's been so great so far, so yeah, I'm done. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.